Tuesday, Parshas Truma, Shinim Tes.
Okay, we're on Zion at base. We started the sugi already. The Gemara speaks about the top of Zion at base. Boy Rav, chetzich b'chetzi pruta v'chetzich b'chetzi pruta ma'u. The Gemara has a shayla. What's the din of chetzich b'chetzi pruta, chetzich b'chetzi pruta? Given to a chetzi pruta pasco, dilma amayin v'hoylechu, a similar type of shayla in Tim Tzoloimar, amayin v'hoylechu, chetzich b'pruta v'chetzich b'pruta ma'u. Given to a pruta, pruta pasco, din milsa, o dilma kabiyam amayin v'hoylechu. It's a similar type of shayla of, is it amayin v'hoylech, is it not amayin v'hoylech? Now, on the second shayla, on the second shayla, Tosis asked the question of l'chayra, it should be a spashtus. In other words, the Gemara Nam and Av spoke about Lifshu to Kedusha Bekula. Said the Gemara, why is there no Espashtus over here? And there's Espashtus by Regal Ze'oila. Why is there no Espashtus over here? Because over here there's Das Acheres. Says the Gemara, what's the word of Das Acheres? Because we don't know if she's maskim. Says Toises, but over here we know she's maskim because he said Chetzich Bepruta veChetzich Bepruta. So she's maskim to the other Chetzich. So why is it not Chal? So I frek Toises the question. We saw the Birkas Yankov is Medaik. Why does Toises only ask the question from Chetzich Bepruta? Chetzich bepruta, not chetzich bechetzi pruta. So we said, because even if there would be a spashtus, you got another problem or whatever. There's a more fundamental problem. What's that? Not just chetzi isha, chetzi pruta. It's the problem of chetzi pruta. So Elisha can't be mekadesh at all. Okay. So Tosis says the question, why don't you say ispashtus? Tosis says teretz is that because he didn't say noshen kedushin ein achanami. Tosis says there should be a spashtus over here. But we had asked the question. The question that we had asked was, if you're doing espashtus, what happens with the second pruta? In other words, espashtus means that he's going to say chetzich bepruta, and now we know that she's nisrat on the other half, so therefore it should be nispashet, the original chetzich bepruta should be nispashet on the whole thing. What's going to happen with the second pruta? We hacked back and forth about that. But the Makna says, Sefer HaMakna, I saw after last time we sat together, Sefer HaMakna says, she's not going to get to keep the pruta. She has to give it, because the kedushin didn't happen with that pruta. And ad kama she doesn't get to keep the pruta, since she's not going to be maskim. Why not? Because she was maskim to be mekudeshes with shtei prutas. Now we're making the kedushin with one pruta and espashet on the other half. She's not going to get this, so therefore it's not going to work. So the chayra, the Makna is asking a kasha on Tosfos. How can Tosfos say that espashtus should work and they're going to mekudesh the whole thing? What's going to be with the pruta? She's going to have to give it back, so if she doesn't have das. Because you didn't use it. But why did she get it? She only got it because it was part of the Kesef Kedushin. If it's not part of the Kesef Kedushin, she has to give it back. You're making it into like an adunya. Making it into like, but.
No, I'm saying like, it's either it's a good thing or a good bad idea, therefore.
But. She gets to keep it because it was part of the Kesef Kedushin. It's not part of the Kesef Kedushin anymore. Why does she get to keep it?
But that's not
the way it was being presented. It's not. It's being presented as part of the Kesef Kedushin. Toivy's trying to have that. It'll be considered like Nedunya. We'll throw it in. It'll be like we'll make it an add-on. That wasn't the way that it was being presented as Kesef Kedushin.
There's a sack of coins and there's a bunch of prutas. I'm saying, I could say, give me back all the rest. You can only keep a pruta of it.
No, because I'd be mekadesh with all of it.
If I would say,
but over here, I'm not being mekadesh with all of it. Mekadesh with this, and then I wanted to be mekadesh with that one. Didn't work. If a man's mekadesh inishin, it doesn't work. Does she keep the pruta?
It doesn't work. She's already miskadesh.
It didn't. This ma'aseh kedushin didn't work.
Somebody doesn't ma'aseh kedushin to his wife. She has to keep the
what?
The pruta.
Because it worked.
No. So if I give her a tenth,
she's already.
If someone goes to their wife.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Thank you, Toivy. If a man is already mekudeshes to an isha, and he says, "I'm mekudeshes," and he gives her a ring, does she get to keep it? No. There's false pretenses. I only gave it to you because we were married with that. Give that back.
So I
married her with the first pruta, and then I tried marrying the second pruta. But you're already married with the first pruta. Give me my pruta back.
He means it as a matana.
If he means it as a matana, make it tasty. Like, so Toivin wants to make it into like an Adunya. It's like, it's part of the package. I think maybe that's what Rabbi Yashiv wants to say. But the Machna seems to assume no. The Machna says, if it's not part of the Kedushin, you're going to have to give it back.
If I give her a $10 bill and I say, being Mekadesh with one pruta of this $10 bill, she has to give me the change?
Yeah. For sure. Well, why are you keeping the rest of the money? Elamai. Oh. Comes again, the Sefer of Ephraim Mordechai Ginsburg. Ephraim Chedusha, Ephraim Mordechai, he says the following Chiddush. He says she doesn't have to give back the pruta. Does not. Why not? Not because of what Toivi is saying, because it's like Nidunya. He says Ephraim Mordechai Ginsburg, because the Kedushin stutzach with both prutas. It's taka kesef Kedushin. Viazoi. He says the following thing. What is the normal case of hispashtus? How does hispashtus usually work? In a regular case, we were trying to do hispashtus. What does that mean? We said it means that the dibor of the kedushin is going to be in hispashit. Right? Toisus holds that way also because this is only if you say it in a lashon of mikudeshes. Then the dibor is going to be in hispashit. Now, the way I understand Rav Mordechai Ginsburg is as follows. If hispashtus can create a dibor that doesn't exist, can make a new dibor, so for sure hispashtus can connect two dibors. I'll say it again.
Why is that necessary?
I'll say it again. If hispashtus can extend a dibor, then for sure hispashtus can connect two dibors. If hispashtus can make, look, I didn't say anything about the other chetzi isha. So I'll make it as if I said it on the other half also. I said it's kachin lechetzi. It'll end up being the whole thing. Over here, I did say on the other half. So it's all the special has to do is connect the two dibors and make it into one dibor. But if it's not one dibor, what are you being mekadesh with? Both prutas. No, no. The second dibor is a dibor kedushin. You're back in your place where it's like, it's not real. He's saying, miskachili lechetzi, chetzich bepruta, v'chetzich bepruta. He's doing a ma'isa kedushan on two chetzis.
What's his das in the first one?
With the spashtos?
Yeah.
With the first one and not the second one?
We just don't have...
With the first one and not the second one?
Yeah, we just...
So what is he doing with the second one for? Adarabba, that was good for our Shaila. Our Shaila was, you can't say spashtus here because you can say spashtus if I don't talk about the second half. But if I talk about the second half, how can you do a spashtus? That was the reason why we said you can't do a spashtus. So over here, how do you do a spashtus? He said, Sayyidina says, your spashtus is not ignoring what he said. We're not overriding what he said. We're using what he said and we're making it into one dibor and then it'll work. But you can't just say, he doesn't mean it. Toivi, why did he say, chetzich bepruta v'chetzich bepruta?
He didn't say the second dibor.
I'm asking you a question. Why did he say chetzich bepruta, chetzich bepruta? What was he thinking? You keep quiet. What was he thinking?
Okay, let's say the first one, he really wants to marry half one another time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one, his spouse is going to happen automatically.
So it's against his das?
Yeah, he can't prevent it.
That, if you go like the Cheshek Shleima. Okay, if it's in the
chas. All we're missing is her das.
Isn't it the same thing as Motomayla?
What?
Isn't it the same
hold on, thing? No.
All we're missing is her das.
Yeah.
The second Amira reveals to us what her das was.
Okay, but first of all, I don't think Tiz goes with the Cheshek Shleima. He goes, you need his das. Just you have it.
How do you have it?
Because we're assuming that if he wants this bashtas, then he wants to have it. But we have his das.
And what was he thinking in the beginning?
Why would you need her das? You don't need her das either for his bashtas, according to the Cheshek Shleima. You don't need any das. It happens, it's a chalois, it's bashtas in the chalois. So that's part of the shayla. What was he thinking in the beginning? If he's saying chetzich and chetzich, so then was he thinking this bashtas is going to work or not going to work? If you need her das, you need his das. Why do you need only her das, not his das? Because he had das for the mice, that's considered das for the chalois. But if he's Mimgal, he doesn't have das. So how is it working in the two halves unless you're connecting them?
What is it connecting?
It's the only way it works. The only way it's going to work is if you connect the two mice.
If he says, I want to be Kaddish with a pruta,
right?
So really, his spashtus should work besides the fact that we don't know what she wants.
We don't know what do we know what he wants?
Well, we're assuming what he wants.
He wants the whole thing.
Yeah. But
okay, but now he said another maisa. He said it's a chetzich v'pruta.
We know the woman's das. What did the first maisa do?
neither one's going to do it. If again, he said twice.
You didn't say I'm honored to be Mekadosh at the same time. Meaning, once he says one of the deeper, you have a deeper on the table. And the only reason it's not as fast is because you don't know her das. Second you know her das, the second deeper is not Shaya.
But when the second you know her das, you know his das is not that way.
It's not true, because we're saying, so then how does this Kasha ever get off?
That's a problem. It must be that he's trying to connect to the deeper. Why this is?
Sunday, because he's revealing he doesn't want to do a
splash. He does not want to do a splash. Right. So the only way it's going to work is if you connect the two D-boards.
He doesn't want that to happen.
Well, that we don't know he doesn't want to happen.
We
don't know.
He doesn't want to be Mekadosh the whole woman, and now we're saying that
he wants to Mekadosh Chetzech Mepruta, Chetzech Mepruta. If you do that with a splash, that's going to make that he's going to Mekadosh the whole issue with two Prutas. And it's not going to work too, the whole issue with two Prutas.
You don't want to be Mekadosh, you want to be Mekadosh half and half.
That's not. That's a common as we say is fascist, and we say that was his das. That was his das, and he's using two of them together, and he's making the whole kedushin. If a spashtus is able to create a maisa that doesn't exist, so a spashtus can utilize the maisa and just allow the two maisas to fuse. So according to Ephraim Mordechai, he's going to be mekadosh with both brutas. Stuck using two brutas to be mekadosh. I'll call upon him. The Gemara continues with another Shaila. What's the next Shaila of the Gemara? Says the Gemara, Chetzich bepruta hayoim v'chetzich bepruta lamachar. Over here we have what seems to be a machloikas rishayim. The Ritva says that chetzich bepruta hayom, chetzich bepruta lamachar has nothing to do with hayom umachar. It can mean even earlier today and later today, as long as they're not happening at the same time. Chetzich bepruta in the morning, chetzich bepruta at night. It's really the same shaila, says the Ritva. Any time there's a gap between one kedushin and the other, that's the new shaila of the Gemara, where it's much more difficult to say moyne v'haylech, or you can't say moyne v'haylech.
First two cases,
chetzich bepruta, chetzich bepruta is happening right now. Next one is chetzich bepruta is happening right now. Chetzich bepruta in the baboikim, chetzich bepruta be'erev, I'm separating now when the kedushin is going to be chal. So this is the ritva, one day is lav davka. It says the ritva, one day means at the same time. That's what he says. Called biyoyimei, mayinavayoch means at the same time. It doesn't mean in one day. It's very namash from the Gemara. Rashi seems to say not like that. When Rashi says the Gemara is Shiloh, says Rashi, called biyoyimahil v'daite l'goyimroi hayoyim. He has intention to finish it today. Rashi seems to say it's takatoli in whether it's happening today or it's happening tomorrow. The Gemara svar is somehow that even if it's not happening simultaneous, Mayne v'hoylech can happen if it's on the same day. It's more likely for us to say Mayne v'hoylech. Two different days, it's harder to say Mayne v'hoylech. But on the same day, it's daito l'goymer hayoyim, you could say Mayne v'hoylech. The last shaila of the Gemara, we're going to get back to that Nakuda, Rabbi Yisai. The last shaila of the Gemara, says, Shnei chetzich bepruta mau. Hacha, vadai basur chada, b'chad zimna kamar, or dilma inishan, mr. Kadesh is l'chatzoyim klal. A woman is not Mekudeshes at all. So we have four shailas in the Gemara. Chetzich bechetzich pruta, chetzich bepruta. Chetzich bepruta yom, chetzich bepruta halamachar, or shnei chetzich bepruta. These are the four shilas. The Rambam brings these four shilas, and it's very interesting. The Rambam, we gave out the Rambam, Hilchas Ishus, Perek Gimel, Locha Yud. Oymul arei chetzich mekudesh li bepruta, bechetzich bepruta. Oyishamul arei chetzich mekudesh li bechetzich pruta, bechetzich ha'acher bechetzich pruta, reizim mekudeshes. For some reason, the Rambam changes the order of the Gemara. Our Gemara starts with Chetzi v'Chetzi Pruta. and switches to chetzi per pruta. The Rambam flips it around, does it in the opposite order.
And he says it's an lashon of kedusha.
What? And he says lashon of kedusha. That's why the Rambam is not like Tosfos, right? But the Rambam paskins in both of these cases harizu mikudeshes. Amal chetzich mikudesh li bepruta ayoyim vechetzich bepruta lamocher, or shnei chetzich bepruta. And then the Rambam brings a bunch of other cases. These are suffix illusions. The Rambam paskins, the first two are mekudeshes. Why are the first two mekudeshes? What's the Gemara's tzad that it works? Mine of Oilach. Mine of Oilach. And the second two, the Rambam says, is a suffix whether it's mekudeshes. What?
How do we see that the Rambam argues in
Tosfos? In Tosfos, it says, the only reason there's no espashtos is because of, it doesn't say lashon of kedushin. Then it would be a spashtus. But then the Ram would have to bring the case of the Gemara. Then the Ram never brings the case of the Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Why does the Ram bring the case of the Gemara?
Does he bring the case of the Gemara?
Does the Ram ever bring the case of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Where? But no, according to Tosfos, that's not the case of the Gemara. Because the case of the Gemara is
stopped with.
So in other words, it's and Tosfos says in that case the Gemara would have a shiloh because it would be mispashtus. So for sure, it would be mekudeshes.
Also, the
so then the Rambam doesn't
spashtus.
Bring the case of our Gemara. According to Tosfos, what's the case of our Gemara? According to Tosfos, what's the case of our Gemara?
He didn't say mekudeshes.
So the Rambam says it's talking about a case of mekudeshes. So the Rambam's arguing on Tosfos because Tosfos is arguing what the case of the Gemara is. In other words, the Rambam is saying, even in this case, there will not be a spashtus.
Because if there would be,
a spashtus, then you wouldn't have the Gemara Shiloh. Right?
Shnei chetzeich with the proof that Tosfos would hold it also would be a spashtus for Sikh edition.
Shnei chetzeich. Could be.
Could be. So yeah. Rambam brings as a suffix.
Yeah. What?
We said that she's doing too much.
Maybe. Which?
We're saying even if there was a spashtus, it might have not worked because.
No, he's saying shnei. Why shnei chetzeich bepruta? In Tosfos, Tosfos says there is a spashtus
with lashon kedushin.
This is the way the Rambam paskins. The Ravid and Asagas Ravid argues on the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, imze safek. Shnei chetzich bepruta. If shnei chetzich bepruta is a safek, mabnei she'ena isha miskadesh is a chatzoin, oisin shemayla lami mekudeshes, vandai, elokulam besafek. The Ravid says, hold on a second. You're telling me shnei chetzich bepruta is a safek? That's a safek kedushin, so then for sure the case is before also going to be safek kedushin. The case is for sure also going to be safek kedushin. Says the Ravid, he argues with the Rambam. It doesn't make sense. If you're telling me shnei chetzich bepruta is a suffix, so for sure the case of chetzich bepruta and chetzich bepruta is going to be a suffix. And the Rajba also says that. Says the Rajba, the Kesef Mishnah brings the Rajba. Says shnei chetzich bepruta is tvei adif mikulhu. It's better than all the rest of them. If it's so, that's arriving basagosav v'chein arosh. The Rosh, the Ravid, the Rajba, they're all saying, I don't get it. If you're telling me Shnei Chetzich Bepruta is a Safek, so then for sure the case of Chetzich Bepruta, Shnei Chetzich is going to be a Safek. It's Adav Mikulu, it's better than all the rest of them. Comes the Gra, and he says, somewhat Pshat and Rambam. The Agra says, the Rambam's Derech is always to Paskin like the Imtim Tzoloimer. Every Gemara, whenever it says Im Tim Tzoloimer, the Rambam, the Goinim, their pshat is anytime the Gemara says Im Tim Tzoloimer, that means the Gemara means to say that's what we decided. If you want to say, it means that that's what we decided. So over here, the Gemara says Im Tim Tzoloimer Mein Avahilech, Im Tim Tzoloimer Mein Avahilech. Once you see those words, you have to paskin like that side of the Gemara. So there, where the Rambam says. It's not similar to the case of two chetzich bepruta. There's no mine of a hoylech. So the Rambam holds the idea of mine of a hoylech only exists in the first two cases and doesn't exist in the case of shnei chetzich bepruta. Eladaitu shetiskadish lechatzoin v'enish mizgash lechatzoin. comes along the Goyin and says, the Rambam Shita is that when will we say Mayna V'Hoylech? Only in the first two cases. But in the last case, there's no din of Mayna V'Hoylech. That's what the Rambam holds. And obviously, the Kesef Mishnah that brings the Rashba, the Ravid, and the Rush, they hold it, that the case of Chetzech, Shnei Chetzech Bebruta, so if that's a suffix, it's going to be Adav Mikulu. This is the Machlaikas. The Shah is, what's the Bir HaMachlaikas between the Rambam, Ravid, and the other Rishayim? Comes along Rabbi Chanan Vasserman, says Rabbi Chanan, a fascinating Pshat. Says Rabbi Chanan, Pshat and Rambam. The Rambam holds, what does Mayna V'Hoylech do? What is it? What does the Gemara say? He says, Chetzech Bepruta V'Chetzech Bepruta. Maybe he's Mayna V'Hoylech. What does it mean when he says Mayna V'Hoylech? So says the Rambam, says Rabbi Chanan and the Rambam, it makes it Chad Kinyin. Chad Kinyin. One Chalois. He wants to make it one Chalois. Kinyin Echad is the Lashon of Rabbi Chanan. Now, what does Mayna V'Hoylech mean? He's just counting it out. Okay, it's a little bit awkward, a little bit weird why he's doing that, but half of you for half a prut, half you well, but what I really mean to make is one kinyan on the whole thing. That's the lashon of Tozriya Zakin. Tozriya Zakin says, it's ki'ilu he says, ku iskachili bepruta. V'heilo chetzi v'chetzi pruta. It's ki'ilu amr iskachili bepruta.
And also answers what Tozriya Zakin says.
No, in the Havim, in Pascha. It's a Pascha. This is not Pascha. It's Mayna V'Hoylech. In Pascha, it's still the same thing. Skips it over, right?
Right. I'm saying in Mayna V'Hoylech, why doesn't he say the problem is Chetzi?
There's no problem in Mayna V'Hoylech. So says Rabbi Chanan, Shnei Chetzi'ech Bepruta. Can you say that he wants to make it into one Kenyan? How could he make it? He's saying Shnei Chetzi'ech Bepruta. Over there, there's no tzad. He wants to make it into one kinyan. So there's no. You can't say Mayna V'Hoylech over there. So in the case of Shnei Chetzi'ech Bepruta, for sure over there. So it could be Mayna V'Hoylech has an advantage over Shnei Chetzi'ech Bepruta. By Mayna V'Hoylech, I could say he really wants to make it into one kinyan. Chetzich bepruta. What do you mean to make it one? But he says Shnei Chetzich bepruta. You can't say make it one Kenya.
Well, why? It's a difference.
Because he's clearly saying I want to make it into Shnei Chetzich bepruta.
When he says Chetzich and Chetzich.
Because he's saying Chetzich bepruta. All he's doing is he's just trying to show you, like, altogether it's two prutas, and the whole thing is he's just breaking down the pieces, different parts. But he's not breaking down the parts. Because he's saying Chetzich bepruta. So what are you breaking down? If I say Chetzich bepruta, altogether, whole thing but two prutas. I got it. So you're just counting it out. You're counting it down.
So what's the difference between Pascha? What's Pascha going to allow?
Pascha is saying I'm doing two different kinyanim. Two different kinyanim.
Yeah. And what is the what is that?
Shnei chetzeich is two different kinyanim.
It's not a Pascha.
What?
It's
very similar to Pascha. The different. Yeah. So maybe that one have to be bezeach or zeh. Maybe that's bezeach or zeh. Yeah. Right. Chad Zimna Kamala. Yeah. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. What's going to be Pshat in the Ravid? Says Rabbi Chanan, the Ravid holds that Mayna V'Hoylech doesn't make it that it's one Kinyan. Mayna V'Hoylech just makes it that it's Chad Zimna. That's all it does. Mayna V'Hoylech just makes that it's Bevasachas, happening at the same time. It's even on the tzad of Mayna V'Hoylech, it's Shtei Kinyan. It's just happening simultaneous. So if Shnei Chetzich Bepruta, which is simultaneous, doesn't work, so how could Mayna V'Hoylech work? Mayna V'Hoylech is no better. Mayna Malach is no better. Or Mayna Malach, all it does was makes it bevasachas. So if I have spitz bevasachas, shnei chetzich bepruta, that's the epitome of vasachas. If that's a suffix, so Mayna Malach for sure should be a suffix.
Why didn't Rava just ask that
kasha?
Why didn't he say
Shnei Chatzir
B'Kruta Mao? And according to the Ravid, whatever comes out, you would know everything. You wouldn't have a shame.
No, you wouldn't necessarily. Because you wouldn't know if you do Mao.
But I'm saying, in that case, if it works, you would know you do
Mao. It's out of order. It's a strange order. Yeah.
It's not out of order. They're extra.
No. Well, only if you appreciate that shayla. But we're not pushing that shayla. Right, we're not pushing that shayla.
Right.
So it ends up all being a shayla. They're all shaylas. They're all going to end up being shaylas. So it's just a funny way of bringing the shaylas. According to the Ravid, really the first question should have been the last one, because if you tell me that this one is not going to work, so then none of them are going to work. And a chanami, that's what the Ravid says. Right. It's just it ends up being a funny order. Are you following? Okay, I'm having a hard time with the Ravid's Pshat on Mayna V'Hailach. What's he doing? The Gemara's Tutzadim, either Paska or Mayna V'Hailach. According to the Rambam, what are the Tutzadim? Either I want to do two separate Kinyanim or one Kinyan. I understand what Mayna V'Hailach guy is doing. It's really one Kinyan. Right, he wants to make one kinyan. Obviously, it's good to make one kinyan because you want to be mekadesh the whole isha. But according to the tzad, that Mayna V'Hailach is just making it bevasachas. What's the guy doing? He's doing two kinyanim bevasachas. What's he doing?
No, everyone would hold that if Mayna V'Hailach works, if you say I'm going to be mekadesh you, and then you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But the problem is that he stopped in the middle. So do you call that bevasachas or not? It's not that He said, here's one for half, one for the other half. But if he just said, here's one and two, you're not going to say that's pasuk.
The question is,
Right, that's regular money for Hailech. So I'm saying, is that regular money for Hailech? The Ravid is saying, is that Bavas Achas and it's regular money for Hailech?
Does he mean to be Mayna V'Hailech or not? Does he mean to be Mayna V'Hailech or not? Is it Pasuk or is he Mayna V'Hailech?
Right, so
the Ravid's also making it for Haicha, for Hayyam and Lamacha.
What?
For Hayyam and Lamacha, the Ravid's also making it that it's not Mayna V'Hailech.
The Ravid works out better with the Gemara. The Rambam, the Gemara is the third step, which is Hayyam and Lamacha. So what's the nafkamina between Hayyam and Lamacha and Hayyam or one day, today in the morning, and night? It's different. To make it to one Kenyan. It's the difference of today and tomorrow and today, 24 hours.
No, yeah, because
according to the Rambam, it's in the Achas, it makes 100%, what you're saying.
According to the, no, it's going to be, well, it's going to be a problem.
You didn't say, here's 50 for half, here's
50. It's not a regular mind of either.
But see, the Ravid, the Gemara makes more sense if you're talking about a time thing. But if you're talking about a Kenyan, so why is the Afkamina between second and third case?
According to the Ravid, we're going to have other issues over here. The Ravid's we'll start with Rashi. The Gemara says Mayna V'Hailach. According to the Ravid, means it's happening with Vasachas. Gemara says Chetzich V'Pruta V'Chetzich V'Pruta. Rashi learns it could even be Chetzich V'Pruta in the morning, Chetzich V'Pruta Balayla, as long as it's the same day. the Ritva argues on that. The Ritva says it all has to be Vasachas. So according to the Ravid, it's for sure Mayna V'Hailach has to be the whole point of Mayna V'Hailach. As I'm coming to say, I want to be Chal V'Vasachas. But according to Rashi, seems to say, I could say Mayna V'Hailach even if it's two different times of the day. So the Chayra, you see that the Rashi doesn't hold like the shot of Rabbi Chanan, at least in the Ravid, that it's doing Vasachas. It's clearly not Vasachas. The Gemara is saying Mayna V'Hailach, even though one's in the morning, the one's at night. Still calling it Mayna V'Hailach. If Mayna V'Hailach means I made it all into one Chalois, so I understand. I say the Chalois happens at the end. Happens at the end of the day. But in making it happen with Vasachas, it's ones in the morning, ones at night, it's not with Vasachas.
If I say I want to give Kaddish a woman with $100 and I give her 50, right? So I think there's a word that says she's going to get just because we assume you're going to give her another 50.
Yeah.
So I'm saying
okay.
That's maybe.
Yeah, but it's not bevasachas. He's saying it's happening bevasachas. If I'm saying one's in the morning, one's at night, it's not bevasachas.
I think what the Rabbi means by bevasachas is that he has in mind to be in the Kaddish for now.
When's now?
When he starts giving her money. So
it doesn't
have to all happen now.
No, it's not. She's not Mekudesh. She's not Mekudesh until the night.
But the reason it works is because I had in mind to be Mekudesh for the whole thing from the beginning.
But it doesn't work because it's half in the morning, half at night. It won't work.
According to Pasuk.
Even now, but if it's not, how is it? You have to somehow make it b'vasachas. But if it's chetzi in the morning, chetzi at night, it's not b'vasachas.
Maybe it's all being chal.
He says chetziach b'boiker v'chetziach b'layla.
Maybe b'vasachas means all the end. He wants it to happen all the end. It's chal end.
But he's saying chetzi b'boiker. Chetzi. That's the Gemara's next tzad. When the Gemara says, I want it to start in the morning. I want to start today and finish tomorrow. So you see that over there the Gemara is coming to say that it's not really, but Moin of Ahayluch, the Gemara before, that seems to say it's not starting today and finishing tomorrow. So how does Moin of Ahayluch work?
What's the difference in Moin
of Ahayluch? So I understand in the Rambam, what I mean to say is I want the whole Chalois to be Chal at the end. It's all one Chalois. But according to the Ravid, it's two different Chaloisim, just Bevasachas. It's clearly not Bevasachas. This is not Bevasachas. So the Chayim Rashi is not like the Rabbi, which is okay, because maybe Rashi go like the Rama. But the Chayim Rashi, the Rabbi is going to have to like the Ritzva, which is Basachas Mamish. The Chayim Rashi is like Kumtois. What's going to be the Machloik? What's the Yisoid of Machloikis between the Rambam and the Rambam and the Ravid? The Rambam says Vasachas makes that it's going to be one kingdom. The Ravid says the Vasachas is going to make that he wants them to both to be Chal Vasachas. We said, what's this person thinking when he makes his Mekadesh Chetzich Bechetzi Pruto, Chetzich Bechetzi Pruto? What's he doing Bechlal? So we said two pshatim. Either one pshat is that he changed his mind. Really only wanted Mekadesh Chetzi. And then afterwards, he changed his mind. He really mechadesh the whole thing.
That's in Pascha.
Yeah, or whatever the tzad is. Yeah, yeah, in Pascha. In Pascha, correct. In Pascha. Right. Or we said that he wants it to be chal chetzi chetzi. We said maybe there's a benogei to the shibudim, right? They'll change the shibudim of the isha to the ish. If chetziach is mukadeshesli and chetziach is mukadeshesli. So if the pshat is he changed his mind. So then, it doesn't make any sense for a person to make that two kedushins should be chal b'vasachas. Why should he want two kedushins to be chal b'vasachas? He wants it all to be chal one kedushin. I understand. First he wanted half. Then so if mind of a hoylach is not that he changed his mind, obviously he wants the whole kedushin to be chal. But if there's some sort of benefit of having two half kedushins chal, he wants two half kedushins chal b'vasachas. That's what he wants. That's what mind of a hoylach is. I want two half kedushins chal b'vasachas. However, it could be that's the machloekas Rambam and Ravid. However, if you look in the Toisus Riyah Zaken, he seems to be saying something else. The Toisus Riyah Zaken is saying, according to the way we're saying, let's just get it clear. According to the way we're saying, Moin of Ahaylech applies according to the Rambam. You only have a case of Moin of Ahaylech in the first two cases. And in the last case, we don't have the option of Moin of Ahaylech. Masha'enkein, according to the Ravid, you don't need Moin of Ahaylech. Because all Moin of Ahaylech does is makes that it's Bevas Achas. In the case of Shnei Chetzich Bepruta, it's already Bevas Achas. It's already Bevas Achas. So therefore you don't need it. Or if you look in the Toiz Riyah Zaken, I'd read you the Lashon, Toiz Riyah Zaken, when he brings the Machlekes, he says, the Pshat, Ika Manda Meforesh, Shnei Chetzich Bepruta Mahu, the lashon of the Toiz Riyah Zaken is the iamrin on moin of ahaylach betray diburei kol shchein hacha. What does kol shchein hacha mean? For sure, over here, what? That what would happen? Again, let's read it carefully. The imtim tzolaimer moin of ahaylach lael. The savar the amrina moin of ahaylach betray dibure kol shchein hachad bechad dibur. That what you would say moin of ahaylach. Sounds like the Toiz Riyah Zaken is saying that it's not the pshat. You don't need moin of ahaylach. Doesn't have anything to add to us in the last case because you already have everything. Is that he holds that in the case of trei chetzich b'pruta you have moin of ahaylach. Kol shchein over here you should say moin of ahaylach. It's a different pshat in the Ravid. The Rabbi Chanan was saying in the Raiva, the Pshat is that all Moin of Ahaylech does makes it that it's Bevasachas. So Shnei Chetzich Beprut is already Bevasachas. So if this doesn't work, that for sure won't work. The way that the Toiz Riyah Zaken is saying if you have Moin of Ahaylech, when it's two diburi, for sure you should have mineva hailech when it's one dibur, and you should say mineva hailech. So he's understanding this should have mineva hailech. It's not like the Rambam, but it's not like Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan and Pshat and mineva hailech makes it bezach or zeh. Rabbi Chanan learned the machlokes Rambam and Ravid is the Rambam holds mineva hailech makes kinyan echad, and the Ravid holds mineva hailech makes bevas achas. So according to the Rambam, is there an advantage of Mineva Hailech over the case of Shnei Chetzich Bepruta? According to the Rambam, there's an advantage. That's Kinyan Echad. This is Shnei Kinyanim. If I could paskin Mineva Hailech Mekudeshes, Shnei Chetzich Bepruta not Mekudeshes. But according to the Ravid, all Mineva Hailech does, it makes it Bevas Achas. Is there any advantage of Mineva Hailech over Shnei Chetzich Bepruta? No, this is also Bevas Achas. That's the way the Rebbe Chaim. But if we look in the Tzvi Yizakhin, it sounds like he's saying fakert. He's saying the pshat is, if you're going to say Moina V'Hoylech by Shnei Diburim, for sure you're going to say Moina V'Hoylech by Chad Dibur. So what does Moina V'Hoylech mean?
You don't know if you say Moina
V'Hoylech. At Kamas, the Rambam is being poishet Moina V'Hoylech up there, and saying up there they're going to be Mekudeshes, then you should for sure be Mekudeshes. Why?
So this is a problem.
This is what the other Rishonim, why they argue on the Rambam. Saying pshat in the Ravid. We saw Rabbi Chanan's pshat in the Ravid. This is a different pshat in the Ravid. As a chacht, as a rabbi said. Chacht, as a. What's the machloikas? What's the psul? I mean, it says isha v'lo chatzi isha. You say ein isha miskadeshes lechatzoyin. Ein isha miskadeshes lechatzoyin. It's a chisorin in the maisa kedushin, or it's a chisorin in the chalois kedushin. Yesh lachkar. Is ein isha lechatzoyin is the problem in the chalois kedushin or in the maisa kedushin? Reb Och Ber brings from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim says it's a problem in the maisa kedushin.